بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى رواه البخاري الحمد لله continuing the chapter on the sunnah, the importance of the sunnah, adhering and upholding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every single ummati of mine will enter Jannah except the one who refuses to enter Jannah. In other words, every single person, every ummati has the capability of entering into Jannah, except the person who refuses, who is obstinate, who is stubborn. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Umayyaba Ya Rasulullah, who is the person who will refuse to enter Jannah? All of us aspire and have this desire to enter into Jannah. Which kind of person is there who refuses to enter into Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned very clearly and simply, whoever obeys me, he will enter Jannah. Whoever disobeys me, he will not enter Jannah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his way of life, that guarantees us entry into Jannah. Any other way of life will not enter us into Jannah. So no matter how much of logic we may apply and try and make put our type of ideas and ideologies, when it is contrary to the sunnah, it will not take us to Jannah. A simple example, if we need to leave from here to Johannesburg or Cape Town or any other destination, we will look for a road map, we'll find out and we'll be told this is the correct way of going and reaching your destination. A person tries to use his own logic, own reasoning, own arguments, he discards the beautiful way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the only way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thinks he will adopt some other person's way of life, then he will never reach his destination. The way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the life that Allah has chosen for us. And he practically sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into this world to show us every aspect of our deen. Even going and relieving ourselves to the toilet, there is a sunnah method. When we eat, there is a sunnah method. When we sleep, there is a sunnah method. When we talk, when we engage with others, our business dealings, our mu'ashara, our social dealings, our coming into the masjid, our leaving the masjid, wearing clothes, every single thing, there is a sunnah practice which will only bring nur in our life, it will bring hidayat in our lives, it will give us, it will strengthen our iman, our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it guarantees us success. And this is the reason why we have come into this world, to gain success in the hereafter. So this is the only way of life, and we have to establish this, understand this, and teach it to our children, that the sunnah way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a way of life that will gain us entry into paradise. Rasulullah mentioned so clearly, that person who refuses to enter, who is that person? Who disobeys Allah, who disobeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he shall not enter paradise. Wa nabi muslimin wa qila abi iyas salama bin Amr ibn Akwa radiyallahu anhu anna rajulan akala inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bishimalihi. A person eats, he consumes his food in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his left hand. فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كل بيمينك, eat with your right hand. قال لا أستطيع. Very arrogantly he said, I am unable to do so. He had the ability, there was no problem him eating with the right hand, but he refused to eat with the right hand. And he says, I cannot do so. قال لا استطعت. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you will never be able to eat with your right hand. مَا مَنَعَهُ إِلَّا الْكِبْرِ. It was only pride that held him back from following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَمَا رَفَعَهَا إِلَىٰ فِيهِ The narrator says that this particular person was then never able to lift his right hand to his mouth to consume his food. Lifelong, because he was arrogant, he refused to obey the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, the instruction of Rasulullah ﷺ, simple instruction, kul bi aminik. A child is sitting on the lap of Rasulullah ﷺ, it's a little child, a little baby, and his hand is moving around the plate. Rasulullah ﷺ tells him, Sammillah, say Bismillah, wa kul bi aminik, eat with your right hand, wa kul mimma yalik, eat from that part of the plate which is closer to you. You see, the sunnah is already enforced into a child when the child is small. Then the child develops the correct habits, the correct way of life. So these are all important lessons for all of us. If a person has pride and arrogance, then he will not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll find excuses not to follow. He'll look for innovative ideas, innovative ways. Now we're moving in the different time now. We must have different forms. My respected brothers and elders, the only way of life is the life of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will give us kamyabi, success in this world and the akhirah. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, of finding out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the time he wakes up in the morning to the time he goes to sleep. Try and find out all the sunnah and bring it into our life, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.